BPT MLF headed to Lake Cayuga early June for stage 5. But the bass season isn't even open yet in New York, in that section of New York. So they're there. I think it opens June 14th is when the catch and release season ends. So the Bass Pro Tour, because their catchway release, can fish a major tournament there before the bass season even officially opens. Do you think that's like a cool angle of catchway release and what the BPT does? Or do you feel like that's an exploit and a workaround of the rules? I'd like to hear your thoughts in the comments. Interesting. Either way, because they're going to be there early, we're likely to see spawning fish. Now, much of the north, the spawn is done, but Cayuga, super deep lake. I'm going to say it's like 400 feet deep in places. So that tells me there's definitely more than likely going to be some of those deep, clear fish that don't even know it's that warm yet till a little later in the season. So I expect we'll see spawning smallmouth and spawning largemouth. Already saw Jay Lee showing the flogger off in practice already. So that's another tip that we're definitely going to see some spawning action. And I always get a little apprehensive about catchway release, spawning smallmouth and catchway release, because you can typically catch the same fish over and over and over again. And I don't know what the rules are as far as if the judges are able to make, but if they'll spawn, you know, those smallmouth are spawning in like 10, 12, 14, 15 feet and they're out of ways, it's going to be really hard for that judge to know if somebody is flogging the same fish over and over again. And likewise, it's also a little like, you know, that fish could get caught by multiple anglers in a small area working the fish over and over again. So a little conflicted. Love to hear what you guys think of spawning smallmouth tournaments, especially when it's catchway release and those fish can get nabbed over and over and over again. And I guess, I don't know, is that worse than catching it once and bringing it to the weigh-in and letting it go? I'm not really sure. Either way, the tournament's going on and we got to pick a team. Looking at, we got to get these rosters in by June 6th, early in the morning for your regular team. So we need to make that pick. I'm not doing super great in the overall standings, falling behind, couple, almost, I guess, over 200 pounds behind in the Beat Hellebass group. Overall, I'm 300 pounds behind. So I got some work to do. Let's move on to my league. Benjamin Bunting is the overall leader with Mark Blackstad giving up his spot. So Benjamin, see if you can hold off Mark to get yourself some Super K swim jigs at the end of the season. If you can't wait till the end of the season to get some Super K swim jigs, you can use code HELLABASS15 and score some sweet made in the USA, hand-tied in Wisconsin, custom swim jigs, HELLABASS15 to save 15%, support the channel, and support a good American-made company. Making picks for this will be interesting. Definitely, you want somebody that understands northern fish, but also people that understand like mostly spawning fish, especially this is a best five fish derby. Now, the minimum scoreable keeper is only 1 pound, 4 ounces, which I don't know why they just make it 2 pounds. Like, this is up north in the spring on Cayuga where people weigh 20, 30-pound bags all the time. So 1 pound, 4 ounces just seems kind of dumb and pointless. So I don't know what your thoughts are, but it should be at least 2 pounds, 2 pounds, 8 ounces, maybe even 3 pounds. I'm going Dakota Ebear. He got an 8-pound smallie here last time. Jeff Sprague. You can't have a spawning event without looking at Sprague.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In your team and on your lineup. Dustin Cannell, won here last time. Big. Understands where the smallies will be. Cool. Alton Jones, sight fishing specialist. And then for my below 40 guy, I think Zach Burge. Fishing shallow, should do catch him pretty good. Moving on to group B, I think Matt Becker, being a Pennsylvania guy, should do really well here. Alton Jones Jr., sight fishing specialist. Jordan Lee. He got the flogger out on his TikTok, so he's ready. David Dudley, fish are going to be shallow, pre-spawn, post-spawn, spawn. Wacky Rig should play real strong. And then Dave Lefevre, a Northeast guy, should do well here as my below 40 pick. Tiebreaker, I think they're going to catch him. I'm going 24 pounds, 3 ounces for the big bag of the winter championship round on Sunday. Now let's move on to the predictor game, which you have a few more days to actually get your lineups in for the predictor game. You have until June 8th morning to get those in. Let's just make these picks live here. What favorite fishing pro staff angler finished highest at stage five? I'll go Matt Becker. Which angler finished in the top five last time will finish the highest this time? Wheeler admittedly does not like spawning events, so I'm going Cannell. Total weight caught by the last angler inside the cut line. Ooh, I think that, don't think it'll be 20. 15 to 20 pounds is a pretty safe bet. High teens. According to Score Tracker, what will be the bass used to catch the biggest bass during the championship round? So when we're down to the final 10, being that it's a betting event, I think we'll have to go soft plastic. How many total bass weighing 5 pounds or more will be part of the final weights of the anglers competing in the knockout round and the championship? So we got the round of 20 and the round of 10. Ooh, we'll bump that up. I think 4 pounders are going to be pretty prevalent. 5 pounders, I still think a decent amount. I'll say 27. How many anglers will record a 1-day weight 5-bass limit of 16 pounds or more during the championship round? I'm going to say 8, maybe 9. I mean, people are going to 16 pounds. I'm going to say 9. Could be 10. All right, we're submitting our picks. That's BPT Stage 5. And again, I'd love to hear your thoughts on smallmouth and catch and release betting. And should they be able to catch the same fish over and over again? How should they protect against that? And then should BPT be there before the season opens? Love to hear your thoughts.